On Numbers 34, we have this fairly detailed list of all the leaders of the tribes who are to ensure that the people get their inheritance. They are to divide up the inheritance amongst the people. In verse 13, Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, "This is the land which you shall inherit by lot." Well, I suggest that actually every single family within the tribes of Israel had a specific land inheritance that was intended for them. Now, I admit that that is not actually written. There is no great list of all this. It would have been a very long list, and it isn't preserved in the scriptures. But I think you can reason out from the law of Moses that that was the case, because a lot of the legislation does imply that you must not, for example, remove the landmarks that are the definition of your particular bit of land. You think of the situation with Naboth's vineyard, that he insisted that this would be a sin to sell off this particular bit of land that he had because it was his father's. You think of the laws of Jubilee, that in fact they had to be very careful to keep that specific land inheritance within the families. So it seems to follow to me that actually they must have had specific allocations of land that were intended by God. Now, what that shows, therefore, I think, is that it was God's intention to give each family a specific piece of land. And this looks forward to our inheritance of the kingdom, where we likewise are told that an inheritance has been prepared. The language of receiving the inheritance is quite common in the New Testament. This picture is clearly intended for us. And we think of the Lord's parable about people inheriting in the kingdom of God, 10 cities, 5 cities, 2 cities, and so on. So it seems to me then that we each have a specific inheritance. Now, in one sense, salvation is, in the parable, a penny a day, that we are given this penny, this salvation by grace, no matter how hard you work or whatever. That is so, and it is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is by grace through faith alone. And yet, it is also true to say that there is a fair bit of teaching in the parables of judgment about degrees of reward. And I think that is so, that how you live now has eternal moment, that it will have its eternal reflection in the kind of eternity you experience. So if, for example, you're like the Apostle Paul and you spent your life working and slaving away for other people that they might be in the kingdom, and those people turn up in the kingdom of God, well, you're going to be a very happy person throughout eternity. If you have believed and kept your faith to yourself, well, sure, you get your penny a day. But if you've, well, maybe not lived in that way, well, I guess you won't have such a rich experience in God's kingdom. But the point is that each of us have something unique prepared for us. Now, if we have that unique inheritance in the future, that will be a reflection of our unique relationship with the Lord Jesus now. And of course, just as we are physically unique, we have a unique fingerprint, we have a unique iris, we have a unique genetic prehistory. So likewise, we have this unique relationship with the Lord. And he says in Revelation that he will give us a stone with a name written upon it that nobody knows apart from him and ourselves. The idea being that there is something about our relationship with him that even for eternity will be unenterable by other people, because it is that unique relationship. And so it's not surprising, therefore, that We pass through experiences which are, on one hand, unique, although, on another hand, nothing is totally unique in its essence. You can see the essence of the same divine hand working in your life in the same sort of ways as you can see in other people's lives and as you see in people in the Bible. On the other hand, the Lord Jesus is forging a personal relationship between you and him. Just as we're reading here in Numbers 34, each of the families within the tribes, in my opinion, I've given the reasons, had this absolutely specific inheritance. And these leaders of the tribes that we read of here were intended to give that to them. Sadly, that never happened because they just grabbed the easiest bit of land to live on and that was it. And they left a lot of the land under the control of the local Canaanite tribes, or they mixed with the Canaanite tribes, they compromised with them and so forth. So this wonderful intention and possibility was not actually fulfilled. It was an inheritance that was spurned, really. And this is, of course, what's the tragedy of people who turn down the invitation to be in the kingdom. It is an invitation towards personal relationship, something absolutely tailor-made for you and me.